Привет. Welcome. Hola. Ishikala. Ni hao. Right here from the comforts of the passenger steps on my step van in wonderful Western North Carolina, in an undescribed location known as a truck parking lot. Somewhere near Biltmore, and shall remain anonymous. This is about the death of Step Van 70186, a former FedEx property. I'm looking at what could be a really nice Mad Max vehicle. Somebody had the inclination to do so. If I didn't need the money for scrapping it out right now and the engine ran, of course I wouldn't be scrapping it out. But I was thinking maybe get one of these and do like a reverse Halloween and dress up as Mad Max characters and drive along and have the full platform there and the driver there and have people throw candy out in a Halloween parade. All dressed as Mad Max characters. I don't know if it really works for anybody, but it works for me. Anyhow, the only thing I have left to take off here is the radiator, my IP pump that I paid $800 for. Actually, I paid like close to $1,200 when it comes to service call. I could have bought that thing for myself, but I didn't need his help. So, this truck never moved one inch with that IP pump in it. I think I might have ethered the fuck out of this engine and broken the cranks, rods or something. It just never ran. I diagnosed the problem correctly at first. The old IP pump went bad, so I went out and got a new IP pump. Needed help, called a service technician. He raped me over the coals. The starter on this truck is probably good too. It looks new. So that's two things I want to save right there out of this truck. And then this alternator. Maybe somebody else can use that alternator. That's three good things off to this truck. Now these wheels and tires, I'm not quite sure of. I'm not even sure if it's even worth trying to sell them or not. I mean, they got fairly good tread on them. And they're not really even dry rotted. I don't know. And have to store them somewhere until somebody bought them. I really hate wasting stuff like that. I mean, somebody who was bad off might need those, but what are the chances of that? I mean, c'est la vie. Anywho, I do digress. I take my little box down off of there. I'm missing my top box because somebody stole my top box with about $5,000 worth of tools in there. And mistakenly, I think, I'm not making any accusations, it could be under this pile of rubble over here. I had a Corliss DeWalt impact driver, 500 pounds of torque. If I left it on the ground, one of these mechanics probably took it. But it might be under there. I don't make any false accusations. I got like $300 involved in it, and I'd hate to lose it. My plan was to take these wheels off with it. And oddly enough, I found the attachment, the impact socket for these size nuts right here. And that was after I was looking for it. There is my side grinder. It didn't work out for this project because I didn't have the proper clamping mechanism for the disc. That would have made things a lot quicker than a Sawzall. Personally, next time, if I ever have to do this again, I'm renting a plasma torch. Oh my god. If my budget wasn't zero when I started off with this, I would have done that. I would have just zip this all apart. And maybe even try to save the engine. I don't know for sure. what the problem was. I had it in a mechanic shop for a year. He strung me along, and I'm like, man, I need money. I got this new truck. I need money. I don't have time to keep dumping money into this big fucking heap. And fucking rust monster. It might have worked out, except for that rear end. Probably would have cost me another $3,000 or $4,000 to find and replace. And in that time, how much money bought this right here? It just made no sense to keep pouring money into that thing at all. But again, as per usual, I do digress. Thanks for coming along. And I invite you to like, subscribe, or not like, and comment, good, bad, or ugly, or indifferent. Thanks for coming along. Bye.